Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi is holding in the 10th and final Mishnah of the first chapter of Beitzah. Now, yesterday we talked about sending gifts of food items, prepared or somewhat prepared. Now we say Mishochin Kalim. One can send Kalim. Now, Kli usually means a utensil. It also means a garment. In this case, we're going to see it means some sort of clothing or shoes. Bain Tefurin, whether they're sewn shut, they're finished. Or if it's not quite finished, because those could still be used to cover oneself on Yom Tov. You understand, if there's like a sweater and the front's not sewn shut, well, it's still a vest. The AFLP, and even though, Sheish Ben Kilayim, even if there is Kilayim, which is the famously forbidden mixture of wool and linen, we do not wear any garment or have, you know, enjoyment from such a garment by wearing it that contains wool and linen together. And the Gemara explains, a garment with shatnez can't be used. So we're really going to talk about a garment here. We're talking about something that's stiff and hard, like a couch cushion. Now, again, the sages discuss if the couch cushion has loose threads, and these threads could be shatnez, kilayim, wool and linen, that's still a problem. But if it's something very hard, there's no loose threads that are going to come around your body and warm up your body, it's like a hard cushion, it could be used. The hen letzorich mud, the Mishnah adds, this is when he needs it, for Yom Tov. You wouldn't send somebody a gift of the suit they're going to wear, you know, specially for a wedding. You know, maybe you don't send them like a night dress that they're going to wear for a night wedding, you know, a few weeks from now on Yom Tov, but a day dress that they could wear on Yom Tov day, you send it during the day, maybe that would be suitable. Avalo sandal hamasumar, but not a sandal with nails in it. Now, we mentioned this in the Mishnayot in Shabbat, that there was a rabbinical prohibition from wearing such a sandal on Shabbat and Yom Tov, and this was a reminder of an unfortunate incident that happens, and we are holding in the 9 days just before Tisha B'Av, so it's appropriate to discuss. There was a time when there were a lot of Jews hiding from the, perhaps from the Greeks, perhaps from the Romans, and they were hiding there, learning Torah, doing mitzvot, and they heard clomping above the roof of their bunker, their hideout, and they thought it was the Romans coming in to kill them. And there was a stampede for the exit, the escape hatch, and some Jews perished trying to stampede out, trying to escape. And the Gemara comments, even more Jews were, God forbid, killed in the stampede, in the trample, in the chaos, than were actually killed by the Romans, by the enemies outside. Now, some say it was spiked sandals of the enemies walking on the roof that caused the commotion. And some say it was because they had these nails in the sandals of the people inside the cave that caused them to injure other Jews. And since it is the 9 days, this is a stark reminder that sometimes Jews cause more harm to other Jews than we ever feel harm from outsiders. And this could be, of course, through Lashon Hara and through disrespect between Jews can be more damaging because we are, you know, God willing, we are supposed to feel like one family unit and not feel like enemies. So when Jews turn against other Jews, it's really a terrible thing. The Mishnah continues, "Velo minol she'eino tafor," and not with a shoe that is not sewn. You can't use it if it's not ready to be a shoe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Af lo minol lovan," not a white shoe, "mipnei shetzarich uman," because it needs uman. It needs like a expert craftsmanship to finish it off. Meaning there was a process, the shoe was still white, it was raw, like the leather was raw, there was still a process to put the blackening on the shoe and to finish it up, polish it off, so it becomes a proper shoe. Zeiklal, this is the general rule, kol shenotin bo, b'yom tov mishachetzo, anything that can be used immediately and get hana from on Yom Tov, you can send it. Like we said yesterday, they could send an animal that needs shchita, and then they'll use it on Yom Tov. So mazel tov, let's go on to the second chapter. Yom Tov Shechaliot Erev Shabbat. When Yom Tov was Friday, Lo Yevashel Adam Batchila B'Yom Tov LeShabbat. A man may not begin cooking for the first time on Yom Tov for the needs of Shabbat. Aval, but Mevashohu LeYom Tov. He can cook for Yom Tov, and we'll see. He can cook extra. Vim Hotir. If there's leftovers, Hotir LeShabbat. He can eat those on Shabbat. Ve'ov Se Tavshil Me'erev Yom Tov. Or someone could start cooking already on Thursday, the somech alav l'Shabbat, and he will rely on this cooking for Shabbat. This is the famous Erev Tavshilin that we set up when we have a Yom Tov right before Shabbat. Now, going back a second to the first clause of the Mishnah, the cooking extra on Yom Tov itself, when it's mutter to cook for Ochel Nefesh, we rely on a concept the Gemara explains of Hoil. Hoil means since, which is called a Hoil, but it's Hoil since guests could come on Yom Tov afternoon, on Friday afternoon, and need a loaf of bread and need something to eat. You can go ahead and cook on Yom Tov afternoon, you know, even though it's not so common that guests show up, but yeah, they might show up. The neighbors might pop in and you want to give them something that's fresh made, and you could eat that food on Shabbat. Now, the second part, the Erev Shtav Shilin section, about you begin your cooking on Thursday and you rely on it for Shabbat. Basically, what's going on is if you started preparing for Shabbat already on Thursday, you could continue the preparations on Friday, which is a Yom Tov, for your Shabbat food. So it's not that one is Yevashel Batchila. He's not beginning his Shabbos preparations on Friday, which is Yom Tov. He's beginning his Shabbos preparations on Thursday. He's already well underway, and he has something to eat for Shabbos, and he could continue and add more. Hoel guests could come on Yom Tov. You could go ahead and cook some more. So what is this Erev Tavshilin? Beit Shammai Omrim, Shnei Tavshilin, two different cooked dishes. If you've already made two cooked dishes Thursday for Shabbat, you could keep cooking on Friday. Beit Hillel Omrim, Tavshil Echad, it could be one cooked dish. B'shavin b'dog beitza, and they agree with a fish and an egg, beitza olov, that there's an egg on the fish. They cook a fish with an egg on it. Shen shnei tavshilin, even though it's cooked in one pan or one pot, but the egg and the fish are two different foods, even when cooked together. That counts as two dishes, and Beit Shammai is happy. That's a valid Erev Tavshilin. Now the Mishnah concludes, ochelo osha avad, if somebody by mistake ate the Erev Tavshilin, or it got lost, or the dog got a hold of it, lo yevoshol av betchila. So lechatchila, you should not cook on Friday for the needs of Shabbos. V'im shir mimeinu koshu, if there's anything left, somech alav l'Shabbat. You could rely on the fact that, yes, there's some food left that we began cooking on Thursday for the purposes of eating on Shabbat, to continue cooking on Friday for the needs of Shabbat. Yashar kochachem and zay gesund. We shall be zoche that the dog does not eat our Erev.